After discussing this, understanding these kind of regulations, do you think that is this crowdfunding is really needed for the small companies? In India, during last few years, IPO market has not been seen very active. Though the SEBI has been at the forefront in the facilitating fundraising for the SME through the measures like SME segment in the stock exchanges, category 1 SME fund and AIF institutional trading platform, etc. Still, there is a need to encourage the innovative way for the fundraising to provide an impetus to the genuine SME or the startup to explore the other alternative model of the funds raising, which appropriately framed in the consciousness of the retail investor protection. Since the crowdfunding phenomenon is gaining its popularity, its importance cannot be ignored. To regulate the crowdfunding, it is very important to take note that while it is necessary to ensure that the startup or SME funds could raise the funds at ease, and it is equally important to ensure that the systematic risk is created wherein there are all retail investors, small investors are there. And some unscrupulous elements also may play a game for substituting the existing framework also, which has been developed over a period of time through the experience and the observations. Therefore, it is necessary for the regulators to take appropriate stand on this regard and send out a message to the various stakeholders recognizing the crowdfunding as an emerging route of funding. Yes, as an emerging route of funding, you can consider, and you may consider that, yes, it is required. That is, crowdfunding is needed in the country. Now, if it is so, what are the guidelines for the crowdfunding? SEBI, you know that SEBI has provided the various frameworks for raising the funds by startup and SMEs. In addition to the available framework or infrastructure or framework, the SEBI seeks to provide fresh avenues for some startups and SMEs to set up by young entrepreneurs and the technology professionals, as well as to raise the funds through the internet-based platform, potentially more efficiently and the cost effectively than through the public issue or private placement. SEBI is encouraging these activities. Crowdfunding is an innovative way to provide the modest amount of the funding to the young entrepreneurs and the technology professional, leading to early stage or seed capital for the startup companies, which may spur the entrepreneur and ultimately assist in boosting the growth of the real economy. SEBI is a controlling authority, as governing authority for the investment into the country. There are various platforms they have created. This is the platform where there are retail or small investors are attracted. So they are encouraging, and they are saying that by doing so, young entrepreneurs or young people, young retail people, they can come up with the background of, say, IT or something like software industries. They are saying that you can get the investment by the small way through the internet-based platform, and that is nothing but it is a crowdfunding. A company raising the funds through an online crowdfunding platform or website offers equity or debt interest into the business into the business to the investor who make a small contribution through the crowdfunding platform or social media. In most of the cases, funding is sought online-based future projection rather than the viable business model in operations, which increases the risk of failure and therefore loss to the investors. Considering the various provisions under the crowdfunding or Indian laws, the framework or jurisdiction or possibilities of having security-based crowdfunding framework has put it into place within the existing legal framework by SEBI, and crowdfunding is needed to facilitate raising the modest amount by the startup and SME for early stage of funding, and it is not necessary to appropriately allow certain competitors or certain complex or hybrid products under the security based crowdfunding. The possible routes which are defined for the getting the investment are, there are three routes. One is equity based crowdfunding, that is EBC. Another one is a debt based crowdfunding, that is DBC. Or last one is fund based crowdfunding or FBC. In all the approaches, the crowdfunding platform plays a central role where the investors can meet the promising startup companies. The web-based crowdfunding platform will facilitate raising the capital through the website from the investor who have given the access to the platform, crowdfunding platform. The first two routes, that is equity-based crowdfunding and debt-based crowdfunding, are primarily based on the private placement routes as defined under Section 42 of Companies Act 2013, and FBC, that is fund-based crowdfunding route, is primarily modeled on SEBI Alternate Investment Fund Regulations 2012. Under this, who is the investor? It is necessary that the investor who seeks the investment in the crowdfunding companies or understand that inherent risk which is involved in the speculative nature of the startup, as the startup have very low capital base and illiquid nature of their securities. That means there is no secondary market as such. Therefore, it can bear the loss of the entire investment also. That is why this is the risky proposition for the investor. In addition, considering the necessity to provide the alternative funding sources to the startup and at the same time to ensure that retail investors are not made to bear the risk of the startup ventures, it was proposed to permit only accredited investors to participate in crowdfunding. Now, we have to understand what this accredited investor means. The proposed accredited investors who may be allowed to invest in through the crowdfunding platform are maybe qualified institutional buyers, that is QIB, as defined in the SEBI. And another one is high net worth individuals, that is HNI, with minimum net worth of rupees 2 crores or more, excluding the value of the primary residence or loan secured such as property, and of rupees 20 crores. This is the criteria of eligibility for the investment through the crowdfunding online platform. Now, eligible retail investors, I may use this as ERI, eligible retail investors, who receives the investment, investment advice from an investment advisor, or who avail the services of their portfolio managers of the investing company, or who have passed an appropriateness test which is conducted by the SEBI, and who have minimum annual gross income at least rupees 10 lakh and who have filed the income tax return at least for last 3 financial years without delay, and who certifies that they will not invest more than rupees 60,000 in an issue through the crowdfunding platform. This is a regulatory restriction for them to invest. And ultimately, who certify that they will not invest more than 10% of their net worth. What is net worth? Net worth means your capital plus reserve. Putting together, the value comes is nothing but it is a net worth. So 10% of their net worth through the crowdfunding platform, they should not invest beyond 10%. Thus, those retail investors who have a knowledge, experience, or have an access to the investment advice and have resources to cope up with the losses in case of investment made into the startup, it goes wrong or it go bad, are eligible to invest in eligible retail investor, that is ERI, in crowdfunding, and come up within the category of accredited investors. So accredited investors are nothing but those investors which are defined here or explained here. What could be the possible limits for investment under the crowdfunding platform? Invitation to subscribe, it shall not be more than 200 investors in a financial year. So at the most, during the year, you can, as an investee company, accept the funds from 200 investors only. Any offer or invitation which is made by qualified institutional buyers, that is QIB, or employee of the companies under the scheme, which under the employee stock option, shall not be considered while calculating the limit of 200 persons. So these 200 persons are beyond the number which is prescribed. Therefore, EBC and DBC, equity-based crowdfunding and debt-based crowdfunding, may be allowed private placement offers through an international-based crowdfunding platforms of any number of qualified institutional buyers, and the maximum of 200 HNI, that is high net worth individuals, and ERIs for the combined. In view of the above, the QIB is required to purchase at least 5 times of minimum offer value per person as specialized in the rule, specified in the rule. Collectively, all the qualified institutional buyers shall hold a minimum 5% of the securities issued. A company is required to purchase at least 4 times of its minimum offer value per person as specified in the rule. And high net worth individual is required to purchase at least 3 times of its minimum offer value per person. And the ERI, that is retail investor, is required to purchase at least the minimum of offer value per person, and the maximum investment by ERI that can be issued shall not exceed rupees 60,000, and the total of the investment in the crowdfunding for then eligible retail investor, that is ERI, should not be exceeding 10% of the net worth of the company, their net worth. Investment conditions. What could be the conditions for the investment? Conditions for ERI, that is eligible retail investor, and HNI, that is high net worth individuals, must sign a risk acknowledgement that they understand the risk of the illiquidity nature of investment and the potential losses that they may suffer in future, and they can also ready to bear or ready to suffer the losses. The payment must be made through a check or demand draft or another banking channel. A payment by cash or credit card shall not be acceptable for the purpose of investment. The eligible retail investor must be an Indian citizen, or he must be non-resident Indian, that is NRI, or eligible retail investors must fulfill the eligibility requirements also as explained earlier. The investment by the foreign investors shall however be subject to the guidelines as may be specified by RBI and the Government of India from time to time under Foreign Exchange Management Act, that is FEMA 1999. Coming to the point that who can raise the funds from the crowdfunding? Who can raise the funds from crowdfunding platform and its limitations for the capital raised? As a crowdfunding shall entail the substitution or relaxation of the requirement of the prospectus of the listing, various jurisdictions across the world have imposed a different set of limitations on the amount which is allowed to be raised through the online platform and the conditions to be satisfied by issuing companies. And some of these geographies we have listed down here, that if you see the jurisdiction and limitation of the capital raise, how much they can raise. In case of USA, there is a 1 million for a period of 12 months is the cap. Whereas in UK, Euro 2.5 million in a period of 12 months. New Zealand, it is New Zealand dollar, 2 million from 20 investor in a 12 months period. As well as in Australia, not more than Australian dollar, 2 million or transfer equity to more than 20 people in a 12 months period. Whereas in France, Euro 1 million per campaigning year, as well as in Canada, Canadian dollar 1.5 million over 1 year. This is the limitations up to which the crowdfunding platform can raise, or entity can raise under the crowdfunding platform. Crowdfunding can provide an alternative source for the capital for the startup and SMEs, that either they have limited access to the capital or have exhausted their available resources of capital. It is proposed in the discussion paper that the additional channel for the crowdfunding platform to raise the modest amount of the funds can be accessed by early stage startup or SME, which is unlisted public company incorporated in India under equity-based crowdfunding or debt-based crowdfunding routes as mentioned in the above, provided number one, a company intending to raise the capital not exceeding rupees 10 crores in a period of 12 months. This is the Indian scenario. Earlier geographical scenario we have seen. What is the limit? In India, what is proposed? The proposed is 10 crores in a period of 10 months can be invested. Companies which intend to make issue more than a size of rupees 10 crores may raise the funds by complying with the provisions of the CBICDR regulations and list them on SME platform or main board for the recognized stock exchange. A company which is not promoted, sponsored or related to any industrial group or any blood relations with the person who is related to any existing companies has a turnover in excess of rupees 25 crores has been established in business. A company which is not listed on any exchanges, and the company which is not more than 48 months old, and the company which proposes to engage non-financing ventures, that is funds which are raised through the crowdfunding platform, will not be further used for providing loan or investment to the other entities. And the last one is a company which is not engaged in the real estate as well as real estate and plantation as well as which are not permitted under the industrial policy of Government of India. These are some of the proposed. It is not finalized. I am repeatedly saying that basis the geographical conditions, what is permitted as per the law, we have seen for five most advanced countries. As far as India is concerned, this is what it is proposed, but it is not made as a regulation. To ensure the genuineness of the entities to raise the funds to this mode, that is crowdfunding platform, the conditions were also stipulated accordingly. The issuing company, its director, promoter, or maybe associates have been prohibited from accessing the operating in the capital market or restrained from buying, selling and dealing with any securities under any order or directions which are passed by the SEBI. So they are prohibited in play in the securities market. The issuing company, its directors, promoters or associates are not mentioned as defaulter, or they may not be classified as, they should not be classified as willful defaulters by Reserve Bank of India or by CIBIL. The directors or promoters are not disqualified to be appointed as a director under the Companies Act 2013, and the issuing company, its directors, then promoters or associates are fit and proper person as specified under the Schedule 2 of the SEBI, that is Intermediary Regulation 2008, has to comply with. The issuer must also comply with some additional conditions or additional terms, that in a given period of time of 12 months, issuer shall not issue a multiple crowdfunding platforms to raise the funds. Only one crowdfunding, no multiple crowdfunding companies. Issuers shall not directly or indirectly advertise their offer to the public in general and solicit the investment from the public. Issuers shall compulsorily route all the crowdfunding issues through a SEBI, which is recognized, SEBI recognized the crowdfunding platform, and issuer shall not directly or indirectly incentivize or compensate any person to promote its offering. Issuer shall provide the provision for oversubscription also. This may include the maximum oversubscription amount to be retained by the company, which should not exceed 25% of the actual size of the issue, and intend to use this for the oversubscribed amount. The total amount retained and including the actual issue size of the oversubscription shall not exceed the limit of 10 crores. That means issue, when it is oversubscribed, the portion which is oversubscribed beyond the limit stipulated should be less than, the oversubscription amount to retain should be less than of the original 25% of the original amount for which issue is advertised or issue is made available to the general public. Crowdfunding may follow the disclosure based regime. So we will look into now the disclosure requirement on issuer. It is very important that the companies who are seeking to raise the funds through the crowdfunding platform discloses true and the information and facilitate to the investors that in an informed decision making. It should be a proper decision making process. The disclosures are required in case of number one, when an issuer approaches the crowdfunding platform, issuer approaches the crowdfunding platform with an intention to raise the funds from the accredited investors registered with the platform and at regular intervals on ongoing basis. Though the different jurisdictions have specified different set of disclosures for the issues, The basic spirit behind this is to enable the investors to make an informed decision regarding their investment and to keep a track of the growth of their investment on a continuing basis. In Indian scenario, considering the crowdfunding requirements, a company intending to raise the funds through the crowdfunding platform should submit a private placement offer letter to the crowdfunding portal, which inter alia may be containing some of the items which are required to be acceptable to the crowdfunding platform. Under the disclosure norms, this should be disclosed at the time of submission of the application to the crowdfunding platform, the name of the company, registered office and its address, description of the current and new venture which the funds are being raised, that is anticipated business plan, you may call it, issue size and the specified target offering amount and intended uses of the funds, as well as description on the valuation of the securities which is offered, history of funding in past, that if any, that should be disclosed, history of any prior refusal from any crowdfunding platform has to be informed, a description of the financial conditions of the company including the audited financial statements for 1 year if any, then price of the securities offered, which is the right and liabilities attached to its securities, ownership details and the capital structure has to be disclosed, and the details regarding the board, management and the group entities, persons with a shareholding of 20% or more, that has to be disclosed at the time of submitting the application. In addition, the principal risk to the issuer business, grievances, readdressal system or dispute resolution mechanism if they have, for the arbitration and also the arbitration mechanism also they have to provide, such other information as SEBI may specify if any additional information is required apart from what we have discussed. The issuing company shall also require to submit an information on an ongoing basis, and the issuing company submit biannual disclosures to the crowdfunding platform, which inter alia may contain the following statements such as audited balance sheet, utilization of funds raised, that is end use of the funds, then meeting of the objective by utilizing those funds, as well as detailed view of the current state of the business and the progress made since the last disclosure which they have submitted, any other funding raised since the last disclosure, as well as any penalty, pending litigation or regulatory action against the company or promoters or directors, that is also required to be disclosed. Now, we are moving towards to understanding, better understanding of the crowdfunding platform. Because when the money is routed through one platform, they are made responsible to collect the funds and subsequently give to the investee company. That means the major responsibility falls on that intermediary, that is crowdfunding platform. So under the circumstances, certain regulations have also been made, which are that crowdfunding platform, who is the owner of that crowdfunding platform, he has to comply with. Who can set up the crowdfunding platform? Who is the person who can set up this crowdfunding platform? It is necessary that crowdfunding platform are not established or not used to facilitate the fundraising by fraudulent entities. It is therefore important to specify integrity, experience and the solvency requirement which is applicable to the crowdfunding platform, its owner and the key persons which are associated with it. Therefore, any online offering or issue or sale through the internet can be made only through a SEBI recognized crowdfunding platform. So recognition, that means certification, has to be obtained from the SEBI by crowdfunding platform. There should be a framework for the crowdfunding platform and the criteria, eligibility and recognitions that needs to be specified. So next one is a recognition. How the recognition of the crowdfunding platform, how you will recognize. It may be the entities who falls in any of the following cases should be allowed to set up a crowdfunding platform as per the directives given by the SEBI. Class 1 entities. Now who are those class 1 entities? Class 1 entities are recognized stock exchanges with nationwide terminal presence, SEBI registered depositories. They can form the crowdfunding platform. And in addition to these, the entities which are mentioned now, it is be another class of entities with a relevant experience and domain knowledge may be allowed to launch the crowdfunding platform to ensure the healthy competition in the market, provided that they are satisfied with the requirement which is specified by SEBI. Coming down to the class 2 entities. Class 2 entities are who? These are the technology business incubators. Technology business incubators. They are promoted by the central government and the state government through their bodies such as NSTB, that is National Science and Technology Entrepreneurship Development Board. Under the Department of Science and Technology, they are also eligible. These are functioning as a registered under the Societies Act 1860 or as a non-profit making companies, that is under Section 8 of the company, having at least 5 years of experience in dealing with such kind of securities, having minimum of net worth of rupees 10 crores and should have attained the self-sufficiency and should display only those companies which share a common focus or a thrust area at TBI, that is Technology Business Incubators. Class 3 entities. Class 3 entities are nothing but the association and network of private equity or angel investors. They are also permitted to establish crowdfunding platform. Those who are having a track record of minimum 3 years with a minimum member of strength, that is 100 active members from the relevant industry, which are registered as a Section 8 companies under the Companies Act 2013 with a paid up capital, share capital is of rupees 2 crores minimum, and thus the platform launched by the class 1, class 3 entities can enable the fund based crowdfunding. Then they will be permitted to enable their platform as a fund based crowdfunding. To prevent the fraudulent offering of the securities via internet, no entity can raise the funds through the crowdfunding without channeling their issues through a recognized crowdfunding platform subject to approval which is given by the screening committee. Now let us understand what the screening committee also or the requirement of the crowdfunding platform. Permission is given. Class 1, class 2, class 3, they can set up the crowdfunding platform. But to do this, what is the requirements on the crowdfunding platform? Platform is established now. A crowdfunding platform must play a role of a gatekeeper and take reasonable measures to reduce the risk of the frauds. And thus, the obligations of such a platforms shall be some to the certain limited extents are as under. One, what are the obligations? One is to conduct the screening and the basic due diligence of the business to the startup. However, no amount of due diligence can provide any form of the guarantee of the commercial success. Then they have to conduct a background and regulatory check on the issuer, whole time directors, promoters, shareholders holding more than 20% of the shareholding in the company. Review the information presented by the issuer on the portal's website to confirm that the information is adequately set out the general features of structure and the security. Issuer specific risk, parties involved, any identified conflict of the interest and intended to use the funds, that has to be also checked. To conduct the due diligence of the investor, such as net worth requirement and the KYC, the requirement, if any, while maintaining the privacy of the investors. Confidentially, it has to be gathered. Deny access to the issuer if it has reason to believe that the issuer or its offering is fraudulent. Maintain a record of all the issues brought by the companies and subsequently the disclosures of the issuing companies, and make it easily accessible to the investors. Collect, transmit the information to the SEBI as and when it may be called for by the SEBI.